says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
I've been talking about this a little bit, Jenna.
Yes.
I've been prepping them a little bit.
Perfect.
All right.
Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival is happening tomorrow.
Yes.
Let me see if I have all this correct.
Okay.
Noon to 8.
You're correct.
Whirlpool Centennial Park.
Absolutely.
Saturday.
Right next, tomorrow, which is right next to Silver Beach Pizza.
Right behind it, yep.
And there's going to be a lot of barbecue there.
Lots of food.
And there's going to be a lot of beer and wine there.
Correct.
Distributed by Bud Distributing.
That's right.
So tell me, I guess, some of the highlights that you guys are planning on bringing.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. I think we have something for everybody in our lineup. We really worked hard with the folks at St. Joe today to create a lineup that had something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just like some gluten-free options, but a style for everybody, some lighter styles. That's a long day. And of course, you know, some domestics, that kind of thing. We also do offer Goose Island sodas and water as well. So if you're not a drinker or, you know, can't, you know, or driving, make sure you, you know, hit up the soda stand. but we do have some lovely offerings. Some of my favorites that I'm really excited about is we have Tapestry's Northern Trippin'. That's been really popular for us. People really like it. Austin Brothers is going to rotate a few of their beers. So we got an amber. We have a fruit smoothie that has like lactose sugar that's going to taste like a smoothie, like a tropical smoothie.
Okay.
We've got, you know, of course, Bud Light for those drinkers that are not really interested in some of the craft beers or just need to have a lighter style.
Yep.
We've got some ciders that I'm really, really excited about. Blake's has their Rainbow Seeker, which is part of their Kinder Cider series. And that is a pineapple and sage
cider. That's me right there.
Yeah, and then we've got a lovely abundance of wine. We've got 12 different offerings of wine this year, all from Michigan, Lazy Ballerina, 12 Corners, Gravity, Round Barn, Free Run, and Tabor Hill.
Great.
Variety.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Well, I think that's really what this event has come to, is not only is it an added bonus that there's the sound going up on the stage, right? And you
right.
can have the live entertainment right there in front of you. However, I know that a lot of people like this festival, not only because of the barbecue options that are there and food, but also because it's really... It gives you the opportunity to try a variety of different things from you guys in one place.
Yes. And this is one of our best sampling for the summer to get that out there in front of people, because we have 13 different options plus Bud Light on tap. So, you know, you've got all from Michigan with the exception of Maplewood out of Logan Square, which is Chicago, Illinois. Very local small brewery. They also do distilling in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited to have their Charlatan, which is a pale ale. But like I said, we've got something for everybody. I mean, we're talking blueberry shandies and IPAs and session IPAs. And, you know, we've got something for everybody.
Are you going to as the new event?
Oh, I will be there all day.
The new event guy for
There's
Bud?
No chance I'm missing out.
Oh, yeah.
On
this is
great
a fun time. This is a fun time. I've gone the last few years, and let me tell you, it was rainy last year, and we still had fun.
Yep.
Okay. So keep in mind, this is a rain or shine event.
It is.
Whatever
rain
happens.
Or shine, they will be there. We will be out there as planned. You know, again, you can buy tickets at the door. You can buy them from St. Joe today.
Yep.
But it's definitely an amazing event. Lots of locals are there. Lots of out-of-towners are there. It's just a great feel-good kickoff to summer.
Yeah, definitely. Tickets, if you get them tonight at stjoetoday.com, they're only $20. They go up tomorrow, $25 if you get them at the door. That ticket is good pretty much all day long if you come or go as you please. And just to give you a little added bonus, last year I had a barbecue flavored brownie from the bistro.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, and then I was pairing that with my beer.
Perfect.
So it just gives you they get creative
they do.
Down there.
Yeah, so one of my faves last year, if I'm gonna throw in my food fave, was the jambalaya from Coach's.
Yeah.
Oh. So Coach's
is
amazing
there.
Jambalaya, and they brought that as a side option along with their barbecue, because of course they smoke as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got great barbecue, and so then they had that as a side option. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, definitely check that out again tomorrow, and thanks for coming in, and nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Have a great weekend. There's a lot going on in Southwest Michigan this weekend, so whatever it is that you're doing, enjoy. And whether it's picking up one of the beers we chatted about or heading to the festival, have fun.
Lindsay K says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."